time for the Positive Chats podcast. This morning we have on the line Julie Lowe. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you here this morning. And Julie is the author of this book that we're going to be talking about, Safeguards, Shielding Our Homes and Equipping Our Kids. And Julie, just briefly, just let the folks out there know who you are. You are a faculty member of the Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation, licensed professional counselor with nearly 20 years of experience. So you have written a couple of books now, and this one here, we're talking about some of those uncomfortable things that we have to talk to our kids about.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, you want to tell us a little bit about the book?
Sure. Well, Safeguards is written particularly for parents, but can be used with youth pastors, churches. Really, the goal is to do just what the title says, and it's to equip our kids to learn how to live in a world that does have dangers and perils. But we want to equip them to be competent, not to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote this book as a counselor and as a parent, wanting to encourage families to talk more to their kids, to prepare them more, and to give them a confidence as they enter into independence and the world around them.
Yeah. Now, you talk about some of the dangers that kids are facing today, but that their parents didn't face like 20 or 30 years ago. So what would some of those things be?
Well, probably the most obvious is the internet, right? That 20 years ago, there wasn't the dangers of the internet. There wasn't often cell phones and the technology we have now.
Right.
And it's not that there's anything new under the sun. There's just new avenues for it. And with that comes also a pervasiveness where it used to be children had to go out into the world to experience these dangers. Now they can actually be in their own homes and being exposed to things right under their parents' noses without any awareness of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, parents worry about their kids, you know, getting out and, you know, dealing with this stuff. So, but you talk about doing some safety issues beforehand, doing some role play. Did you want to explain what that's all about?
Yeah, well, one of the things I argue about is, or argue for, I should say, is preparing our kids, that the best thing we can do is not to pretend the dangers don't exist, not to scare our kids away from the danger, but actually to equip them to know what to do when a bully approaches them, to know what to do when somebody approaches them with drugs, to know what to do if somebody asks to send a naked photo to them. That the more we role play, so role playing is just a great biblical principle, it's a good discipleship principle, it's a good preparation, that the more we role play, the more we give people the tools, the words, the practice to know what to do should they ever find themselves in an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, that's to go at it beforehand. So one of the things that you really talk about is the sexual abuse. Protecting children from sexual abuse is one of the really important things and sort of sensitive situations that you discuss in your book. So most of the times, though, kids are abused by people that they know. So what are some of the warning signs that that parents should be aware of?
Well, one of the warning signs would just be anybody, to be honest, who has access to our kids. I'm not going to be afraid of them. I'm just always going to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are spending one-on-one time alone with my children, I'm always going to stop and say, what is the reason for it? And that reason might be they're babysitting. It might be they're mentoring my child. It might be something just very nonchalant and innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking for somebody who's pursuing a relationship with your kids, maybe spending more isolated time with your children, maybe becoming more comfortable with affection or giving gifts. Now, really loving people like grandparents and aunts and uncles do those same things. So it doesn't always make for somebody with ill motives. But the more I encourage parents to pay attention. The more you're going to be aware, the more you're going to be looking for red flags. And it's always talking to our kids. So if I have an open relationship with my children, and I encourage them, if anybody makes you uncomfortable, tell me.
Right.
So the goal isn't that I'm going to be so good at spotting a child molester. The goal is I'm going to know my children so well that I see if something's different. I'm going to speak to my children and prepare them so well that I know they have the resources and tools to tell somebody should they be in trouble. So that's where the equipping nature is far more important than me thinking that I'm going to be able to always spot somebody's intentions.
Right. And otherwise we'll end up being paranoid of everybody too. So you don't want to do that.
So
what are some of the best strategies to teach these skills to your kids?
I would start by saying that you want to teach kids to evaluate behavior, not people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where stranger danger really is a myth, that I always tell my kids, strangers aren't dangerous. Dangerous people are dangerous.
Right.
So how do you know who's dangerous? Dangerous people are known by what they say and do. And a dangerous person could be somebody you know or somebody you don't know. And as we know, statistics say that kids are more likely to be abused by somebody they know than by a stranger, yet we perpetuate teaching kids to be afraid of people they don't know.
Right.
So a key principle in the book is really, I want to raise kids who learn how to evaluate good from evil, right from wrong, wise from unwise. If somebody's asking them something good and right to do, I say you should always listen. But if somebody tells you something wrong to do, you should never listen, and I will support you.
Mm-hmm.
So we inadvertently spend most of our time in parenting teaching children to comply and obey. Why? Because they need to learn those skills. They need to learn to obedience and listening to authority. But I'd argue it's equally as important to teach them to defy authority when authority tells them ungodly or unwise things to do, dangerous things. So if I'm raising kids that I'm teaching to discern right from wrong, then whether it's their sibling, whether it's another child, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a pastor, whether it's a coach, if they're telling you the right thing to do, you should listen. If they're telling you the wrong thing to do, you never have to listen, and we will support you. That "and we will support you" is so important as a parent, because I'm so often disciplining my kids when they're not obeying.
Yeah.
But they also have to know there are times to defy people, and the more I give them the skills to know right from wrong, the more they are also equipped then to know when they can defy authority.
Right. Yeah, so the book is you have it split up into three different parts. So you have the wisdom or the foundation, and then you have it two parts of equipping. So equipping children with safety skills, and then equipping teenagers and young adults with safety skills. So what are some of the glaring differences between children, equipping children, and then equipping the young adult or teenage?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's more similarities than there are differences because the principles are the same.
True.
The differences are as children get older, they grow into more independence. We're training them to be independent from us, to be away from us more. And so what they'll be exposed to will be greater.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs, alcohol, sexting, being alone in public, driving, dating, those things obviously are different than young children.
Right.
But the principles, the foundation of the book, that if I'm teaching my children to evaluate good from evil, I'm teaching them how to get help when they need it, I'm teaching them to discern, is really what we're talking about. You're giving them the practice of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Then no matter what new thing comes across their path, they will have the resources to do so. That's why it's so good to start when they're young, because you're doing it in a way where you can watch them learn and grow. You can help them evaluate so that by the time they're more independent and they're away from you, they have all the resources they need, as well as just the trust that God will give them what they need in the moment.
Mm-hmm. So how can you help your children build that relationship with God?
I think, first of all, we model it. We talk about it. It's what Deuteronomy 6 says in Scripture, that whether we're walking by the way or sitting down or eating dinner or riding in the family van to soccer practice, there's this, am I always talking about the things of God? Am I always talking about, hey, you know, you're headed to baseball practice tonight. Any of the kids make you uncomfortable? Any of the coaches ever make you uncomfortable? Well, why would that make you uncomfortable? Let's talk about it. And what I'm doing is I'm encouraging and fostering an openness that, hey, somebody might make you feel uncomfortable or might make you unhappy or discouraged or feel unsafe. Hmm. Let me help you think through what would be safe or unsafe, what would be wise or unwise. So if we're fostering that kind of conversation all the time with them, then we're giving kids permission to say, somebody made me uncomfortable.
Right.
Or I'm giving them permission to say, God has something to say about this. God has something to say about bullying and sexting and dating and relationships. And I'm bringing the Lord into their day-to-day life for them in ways that are tangible and make it personal.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good. And, of course, the first thing you said is, you know, model. Always make sure that they see you walking that path as well. I think that's one of the best, you think?
Yeah, right. You have to live it out before them. They need to see that you've got a relationship with the Lord. They need to see you practicing those things mm-hmm. around them. Even when we're honest, we talk about something that made us uncomfortable and not knowing what to do, or praying about how to handle a situation with a coworker or a mm-hmm. friend or a relative. Those things are so important for our kids to see, because they see us appealing to the Lord in those moments.
Yeah. So that, what are some other conversations you can have with your children on a regular basis so that that they trust their safe person and the conversations are not getting awkward, so they see you as that safe person, so that when mm-hmm. they get older, they're going to talk to you about these things in relationships?
Well, again, the earlier you start when kids are young, the better, because you're modeling, hey, mom and dad aren't afraid to talk about sex, or mom and dad aren't afraid to talk about pornography, or mom and dad aren't afraid to talk about this subject, because they hear us bringing it up around the dining room table or with one another, and we make it comfortable. So even for a parent who says, that feels so awkward or uncomfortable to me, I say, yeah, but your kids don't need to know that that's how it feels to you. You push yourself past that. You push yourself through it, even if that was never modeled to you growing up, so that you can be that to your children. So I want to make it look as normal as talking about basketball camp mm-hmm. when I'm talking about abuse or pornography or things like that, because I want my kids to know this is a safe topic to talk about. And the more we model that, the more they're going to be comfortable, the more it's going to seem normal to hear people have these conversations. And then we ask questions. We ask if they've ever had a friend talk to them about these things. Do they know a friend who's ever struggled with this? Has a friend ever asked them to participate in it? So we're slowly moving into their world in safe ways that they know can be trusted.
Yeah, and this goes hand in hand with the conversations as well about them being open about dating and sex as they get into that.
Right.
Yeah, I see that. As long as you're open with the kids, they'll be open with you, we hope.
Right. It's all about modeling, right?
Right, yeah. So there's technology now. We do bridge on that. That's like a blessing and a curse right now. So what are some guidelines that you would suggest to put into use when it comes to phones and online access?
Well, this is where it's really important to know your children. A broad principle is just technology is really addictive. Mm-hmm. So there's the blessings of technology, the dangers of technology, which we talk about. But there's also just the instinctive addictive quality of technology, that the fear of missing out, the always wanting to have your phone nearby or be entertained. And we see this in adults and children alike, right? You can't walk in a restaurant and look around and not see every table with somebody on a cell phone.
Yeah.
That is changing us culturally. So you just have that very broad, how do we teach our kids to live in a relationship and not live before a screen all the time?
Right.
And then you have the actual dangers that kids are being exposed to unknowingly and unwittingly. And you can have really good kids who aren't trying to do anything bad with their phones or devices, but the bad things are pursuing them.
Right.
People, pedophiles, pornography, chat rooms, all these things where our kids are being groomed and desensitized and they don't know it. And they're naive and they're innocent and they're unaware, which is why as parents, it's really our job to be those safeguards, to both shield them from the potential dangers and to also equip them so that when they are old enough, they will shield themselves from those dangers.
Yeah, that's great advice to make sure that they know how to handle that before it comes up.
Right.
Yeah. So today we're talking with Julie Lowe, author of the book Safeguards, Shielding Our Homes and Equipping Our Kids. So we're talking about shielding our children from sexual predators and sexual abuse out there from, you know, both those online and in person. So what is the one thing that you hope the readers get from this book when they read it?
Well, I hope they walk away and they feel more equipped to talk to their kids and have open conversations with their children. I love it when you can build bridges between parents and their kids and relationships grow and they see that God has something to say about every area of life and that they really are, you know, these unique problems of our modern world. The Lord has something to say about them, and he's equipped the parents to know how to use wisdom and discernment. So that's the foundation of the book, that God gives us discernment, he gives us wisdom, and that's the fruit of walking with the Lord. Safety skills are the fruit of knowing God and his ways.
Right, perfect. And where would we find this book if we want to find a copy of this?
Yeah, you can find it on Amazon. It is sold through New Growth Press, and you can find it in most online sites like Amazon.
Okay, perfect. Any last talking points you wanted to make sure you got to our listeners today?
Yeah, you covered the highlights. But again, hopefully the wonderful thing about the book is it at least gives you a framework for starting to think about things. As a parent, if you've never considered this before, you don't know where to start. It gives you some creative ideas and some practical suggestions for how you can start having these conversations.
Right. Okay, perfect. And Julie, one last thing I'm going to ask of you. Would you pray for our listeners?
Sure, I would be happy to. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the ways you are our refuge and you place a shield about us. Would we grow in wisdom and discernment, that we would know right from wrong and good from evil and wise from unwise, and give us wisdom to know how to speak these things to the next generation, that we would woo them to you in your ways and also equip them to live in the world around them. Be with the listeners. Would you grant them the same wisdom and discernment, Lord? In your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Julie. So Julie Lowe, the book is Safeguards, Shielding Our Homes and Equipping Our Kids. And you can find this book on Amazon or anywhere books are sold, hopefully. And of course, with New Growth Press. Julie, it's been a pleasure. I thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.